This week's parasha is titled Bo, which means to go. We just heard that. We are going to cover Exodus 10, 13 through 16. This parasha starts in Exodus 10, where the Lord tells Moses that he has further hardened Pharaoh's already hard heart. I believe this is the first time in the series of plagues that Adonai will make sure Pharaoh's heart is hardened through plagues 8, 9, and 10. Adonai sends Moses and Aaron back to Pharaoh to tell him if he does not let Israel go, God will bring locusts on all the lands of Egypt, though Goshen would be protected from this plague. Pharaoh's officials have had enough of these plagues that El-Gabor, the mighty God, has brought on them. And they urge Pharaoh to let the Jewish people go. Since God hardened Pharaoh's heart, he will say no. The Lord tells Moses to stretch out your hand over Egypt, and God sends a strong east wind that blows in a plague of locusts. The locusts devour everything that grows, whether on the trees or on the ground. We might note that in that time, Egypt was the center of all travel for trade. So people came and saw all the damage that was being done by our God. The effects of this plague caused Pharaoh to summon Moses and Aaron. Pharaoh admits that he has sinned against the Lord your God. The Lord removes the locusts with a strong west wind and sends them into the Red Sea. Soon they will be met with the Pharaoh's troops. Yet once again, Pharaoh hardens his heart and refuses to let the Israelis go. The ninth plague brings darkness that covers all of Egypt for 3 days, except in Goshen, where the Jewish people are living. A humiliation to Amon-Ra, the sun god and chief of the Egyptian pantheon. Adonai is showing Egypt and all the world that he alone is God and demonstrating that the gods of Egypt are no gods at all. This brings us to the tenth plague. And the final plague that brings all death to Egypt's firstborn. Following this plague, the Lord sends Moses one last time to tell Pharaoh to let the Jewish people go. The Israelis are instructed to ask their Egyptian neighbors for the silver and gold and other valuables. This plague will inaugurate Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Out of the death and misery in Egypt comes the very first holiday God gives his people. The Jewish people are instructed to choose a year-old lamb without defect and care for them for 4 days, after which they are to slaughter the lambs at twilight. The blood from those lambs are to be put on the sides and the tops of the doorposts of the Jewish homes, and then the lambs are to be eaten. The Jewish people are instructed to do this in haste, with their coats on and tucked into their belts and their sandals on their feet. This night, God will send death throughout Egypt, and every firstborn in any household without blood of those lambs on the doorpost will die. This is the first this first Passover would be different than all others. On that day, Jewish people likely heard the cries of Egyptians and knew many had died. In years to come, Passover would be a remembrance and a celebration of our freedom. Instead of haste, we now relax, recline, and we enjoy a celebration of the very first holiday that God gave us. Moses tells the Israelis to remember the meaning of the service. It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, for he passed over the houses of the people of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians but spared our homes. In the aftermath of that final and terrible plague, Pharaoh summons Moses and tells him to take your people and go. The next morning, the great Exodus begins, and our people, approximately 2 million, pack their bags and take their unleavened bread and silver and all the gold they plundered from Egypt and journey from Ramses to Succoth, 430 years from the time the Jewish people arrived in Egypt. So what applications can we take from this parasha? First, the fact of God's sovereignty. When God enacts his plan, there is nothing that man can do to stop it. We see that demonstrated when Elkai, the living God, hardens Pharaoh's heart in order to ensure that all mankind understands that there is only one God, and it is He. God powerfully transforms the hearts of men and according to His will. We also see that when the Israelis leave Egypt, they receive the equivalent of back pay for the centuries of slavery, which they will gladly give to the Lord when the time comes, to build the tabernacle using the Egyptians' gold, silver, animal skins, and fine linen. So how are you using Adonai's treasures He has given you? Just before the 10th plague, literally hundreds of thousands of lambs were slaughtered for that Passover. That's a lot of death to bring about the Jewish nation. Yet it pales in comparison to the redemptive power of just one death. The sacrifice that God's perfect Lamb, Messiah Yeshua, accomplished, and not just for Israel, but for all mankind, including you and me. And not just in this world, but the eternal life in the world to come. At His last meal, which was a Passover Seder, Yeshua gave new meaning to the unleavened bread and the cup of wine when He gave us the Lord's Supper. Brothers and sisters, this is a reminder that when we eat the bread and drink the wine, it is remembrance of the body and the blood of our Messiah, who made full and final atonement for our sins and gave us eternal life and communion with Him. Brothers and sisters, God wants each of us to experience our own personal exodus and to be set free from the things that once held us in bondage. We need to leave our Egypts behind. And the only way that will happen is for us to give our lives to Yeshua. Amen.